Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Sukkah Memches. We begin at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of the Amud. Ha-Halal, the recital of the full Halal. Ve'asimcha, and to conduct oneself with Simcha, Rashi says, specifically to consume Shlomim, Shalmei Simcha. So we spoke about that happening throughout all 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, Shmoina. Ketzad, how does that work? How do you get to number 8? Answer is the Mishnah. Malamed, this teaches us Shechayev Adam, Bahalal Ubisimcha, Ubikovod Yoim Toiv Ha'achar Shechag. We learn from here that one is obligated to say Halal, the full Halal, to conduct oneself with Simcha, to honor the last Yom Tov of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, Kishar Kol Yimoy Sechag, just like all the other days of Sukkot. So the 8 days included in Halal, in Simcha, just as the other days as well. Says the Gemara, Manan Amili, how do we know that that's to be so? Rashi brings the Pasuk which speaks about being B'Simcha V'Samachta B'Chagecha throughout 7 days of Sukkot. How would we know to include the 8th day as well? The Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Brisa. V'Yisa Ach Samech, an extra pasuk coming to add another aspect of Simcha. This teaches us L'Rabbis Leila Yoyim Toiva Achren, to include the last night. So Leila is Lashon Rabbim, referring to all the last nights, meaning throughout the years. So the last night of Yom Tov, the night prior to Shmini Atzeres, L'Rabbis Leila Yoyim Toiva Achren. Let's go straight to Rashi here, off to the right. Gemara, Manan Emili. How would we know that there is a chi of simcha on the 8th day, the shmini chayiv b'simcha? Why would I think not? Says Rashi, don't like siv bei behedya. We don't have a pasuk referring to the 8th day as something included in the simcha of Yom Tov. Ela b'shiva simei chag. We only have it for the 7 days. Achsiv chag asukis tas l'chashiv asyom b'samach le'b'samach tov chagecha. Perhaps simcha only applies to 7. Answer is we have a pasuk. Well, yisa ach someich. That's an extra pasuk. And we have the pasuk of Yisra Ach Sameach, which is coming to be marvel. The rabbis Leila Yom Tov Achron the Simcha Shalafana. It's coming to tell you at the last night of Shmini Atzeres. That's going to be included into the Simcha of the days preceding it, the Koyleim Shiva Sayamim, to include into the Simcha of the prior 7 days. The 7 days before Shmini Atzeres. She is Bach. What does Simcha mean? Says Rashi, in the time of the Mikdash, it was primarily fulfilled by eating the Basar Shlomim. So how do you get Simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres? You can't bring a carbon that night. Why would they bring a carbon that night? So the answer is, She is Bach Shlomim B'Shvik De'Lechoy Leo Shmini. He's meant to ensure that he has adequate Shlomim supply that night. How? By bringing a carbon that day. So the carbon bought on the 7th will supply the night, the following night with Basar. Dai Sameach L'mayasa. What's the point of Yisach Sameach? Kivin Nechsiv L'el Minei V'Samach Tav Chagecha. Once the Pasuk already mentioned Simcha, why is the Pasuk repeated again? Ela L'Rabbi Simcha Asel Shmini. To include Simcha on that very night, the night of Shmini Atzeres. Now it's not going to stop there. V'kivin this Rabbi L'el Yom Tov Achren Shehu Tafa. Once we included that night, which is secondary, the night is secondary to the next day, Kavachayim HaYom Shehu Ikar. Certainly the next day, which is the Ikar, is man. The main time to celebrate is by day. That's the primary, is man, within the 24-hour cycle, is the daytime. So if the night is included in Simcha, of course, the following day. So now we've included the last day of Sukkot, incorporated into Simcha, whether the night of Shmini Atzeres or the day of Shmini Atzeres. Ush'or ha'leilus le'tzrichi ribuye, says Rashi. How do we know that we're trying to include the last night? Perhaps we have to include other nights. Because the Pasuk says you meant to be B'Simcha 7 days, maybe it's only days. And now V'Yisach Sameach is going to include another night or other nights throughout those 7 days. How would you know to add on the last night? Says Rashi, the answer is the Yom Afilu Leilos B'Mashma. Because when it says Shiva Asyamim, you meant to be B'Simcha, of course nights are included, the nights of those 7 days. K'derabinu gabi Sukkah, as we learned by Sukkah, although it says V'Sukkah is Teshuv Shiva Asyamim, we learn from Migluim that Yamim includes nights as well. So those nights are automatically included. When we need a drasha, it's to include the last night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, which is beyond seven. Says Rashi, "Val korchach leila is Rabbi." How do you not include the night? Maybe we're only going to include the day of Shmini Atzeres. Says Rashi, "It must be so." She was samach l'shiva sayamim, the crowd, because the night of Shmini Atzeres is in close proximity to those 7 days discussed in the pasuk. It's the night that follows those 7 days. Of course, that's what the pasuk referred to. Let's extend the simcha of Shmini Atzeres into the following night. V'yayim asri b'kav v'chaymer. What about the following day? It's b'kav v'chaymer. Well, if the night is included, of course, the day, which is the main zman, that's also included in simcha. And what's the pasuk teaching us? V'ashminan shebishlamim hanizbochem b'chag ha'sukos yismchu b'leil shmini. Once again, the point is, prepare in advance. You can't bring a carbon on the night of Shmini Atzeres. You're not makir at night. Rather, bring a carbon on the seventh day and use that shlom to supply your simcha for the following night. So let's go back to the Gemara. Mishnah spoke about the last night and day of Sukkot being included in the simcha aspect. How do we know? V'yisa'ach someach. Says the Gemara, how did you know? It's referring to last night, and by extension, the last day, as Rashi said. Oyeinoy asks the Gemara, or perhaps it's going to be marred by the first night. Oyeinoy ella lele yom tov harishon. Perhaps the pasuk is telling you, look, make sure that on the first night of yom tov you have shlama meat available. Now, of course, you can't bring a shlama at night, so inevitably you're going to have to bring it on erev yom tov, even though it's not yet the zman of simcha. Apparently, that works as well. You don't need the shlomim to be shechted bizman simcha. Prepare the shlomim in advance of Yom Tov so you have something to eat that night, bibe simcha. Perhaps it's not referring to the last night. K'sho'aymar ach cholak. Pasuk says, v'yisa ach samech. Ach is differentiating, splitting, excluding. So you're going to exclude the first night and add the last night. Umar rois. What makes you say that your way is correct? What prompted you to prefer including the last night? To exclude the first night? Marbani says the Gemara. The reason why Amarba Leila Yom Tov Acharon is because it makes more sense. Sheish Simcha Lefanov. Keep in mind, the last night is an extension of the days preceding it. It's preceded by days of Simcha, 7 days of Sukkot. So let's assume the Simcha just extends into the next night, the next day. Umoitzi ani leila yom tov rishon, as opposed to the first night of yom tov, that's to be excluded. Shein simcha lefanav, because it's not preceded by days of simcha, so we have a choice. Which night should we apply the pasuk? Last or first? It's more probable. It's going on the last, which is preceded by days of simcha. Let's assume simcha just continues on, rides into the next day, leil and yom shmini atzeres. So we learn from the Mishnah, the Gemara, that halal and simcha applies all throughout 8 days of Sukkot. Sukkah Shiva Ketzah, we spoke about Shiva, Sukkah, being fulfilled for only 7 days. How does that work? Says the Mishnah, Gomar Melechel, as soon as he's done eating on the seventh day, last day of Chol HaMoed, Lo Yater Sukkasa, he shouldn't take a part of Sukkah because he might still need it until the end of the day. Avol Meredes HaKelem, Min HaMincha LaMala, starting from Mincha time, Mincha Ketana, the Ritva says, that's 9.5 hours into the day, that's the time to start preparing for Yom Tov. Start bringing down the kelim, the dishes, the sheets, the blankets. By the way, it says moirid because their sukkahs were generally situated on the rooftops. So you bring it down to the home. Why? What's the point of doing this? To indicate that you're trying to prepare in advance of the Yom Tov, the upcoming Yom Tov that night. Start preparing for that Yom Tov by preparing the makim su'udah in the house. Let's go over to Rashi. So you'll notice the lines widen in the middle. So it's about 2-3 lines before that. Masnisen. Gomer melechel. So he's done eating on the seventh day. Layater sukkasa. You shouldn't take a part of sukkah. Layater agodim shalal seisra. They'll call ayayim chivasa. He has to continue using that sukkah until the end of the day. Lishan, v'lishanin. Sleep and learn. V'ikol esudasa achol b'gavav. He happens to have something to eat. He'll have to eat it in the sukkah. So you can't take it apart. But to start preparing for Yom Tov, that you meant to do. Aval Meredu is Hakelim, Mesam Atzoyes, Nishtam Shem, Mesecha, sheets, the blankets, Kedasanya Perka Yoshan Hoyla Kalem Noima Matsoyas Nois Mala Sukkah, all these nice dishes and household items you meant to bring up to the Sukkah and stop bringing them down. To indicate that you're preparing yourself in advance of the upcoming Yantav, Lamokam Shiyusa Shamalaila, preparing yourself a place for the Sudas Halaila, which is going to be in the home. Says the Gemara, Ein Loi Kelim Lohoyrid Mao. Let's say he has no Kelim to take down from the Sukkah. His Sukkah is bare. How is he going to prepare? How is he going to show that he's preparing for the Yantav? Ain't like Caleb, he has no Caleb. Elke Yishtamish, my Yishtamish. So, how did he use the Sukkah? What did he eat in? What was he using throughout Sukkahs? What do you mean he has no Caleb? Ella, ain't like Mokim, Lohirid Caleb Mao. Suppose he has Caleb, but nowhere to take them. He has nowhere else to eat. His house is crowded. And inevitably, he's going to end up eating in a Sukkah, even on Shmini Atzeres. Now, speaking, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael. So, Ashmin Atzeres, it's already past the 7 days of Sukkahs. But he has nowhere to eat. He's going to have to eat in the Sukkah. So what should he do? Well, what's the Gemara's kasha? What do you mean, what should he do? So Rashi explains, what should he do to show that he's not really trying to do Baal Toysef, to sit an extra day in the Sukkah beyond the required Zman? That'll be an Isra Baal Toysef. So what should he do to indicate that he's simply sitting there by way of circumstance, but not Kedei to be Mekayim the Mitzvah? So, Ein Lei Mokim Lohir this Caleb Mao. If he has no other place to deliver his Caleb, this is what he's going to eat tomorrow as well. What should he do to indicate that it's just out of circumstance, but not L'Shem Mitzvah? Rav Chir Bar Rav Amar Pichus Bar Arba. What he should do is, he should remove four tefachim of Schach. By doing so, he makes a Sukkah puzzle, which will be a clear indication that he's not eating the L'Shem Sukkah. Now, Tosfos asks Akasha, why would you need four tefachim? Once you remove the Schach, you have Aver. Airspace. We learned earlier that airspace invalidates a sukkah by merely three tefachim beyond lovin. So why do you have to remove four tefachim of schach? The Tosfos asks this kasha and Rashi v'tema, and he leaves it as a kasha. So other mepharshim say Rashi simply meant that he's going to remove the kasha of schach but replace it with schach pasul. He's not going to leave it open, just empty space. So if he's going to put schach pasul, then we go back to the share of schach pasul, which only invalidates if it has four tefachim. So in any case, he's doing this to indicate that this is no longer a kosher sukkah, and he's not using this sukkah l'shem sukkah, just merely out of convenience and circumstance. Reb Shmuel Levi Amar, Malik Bar Saner, he light a candle in the sukkah. We learned earlier, Daf Chavtes, that a candle is meant to stay out of the sukkah, provided it's a small sukkah, concerned about catching fire. So if he lights a candle in the sukkah, in effect, what is he doing? He's using the sukkah in a less than ideal way and showing that he's not doing it l'shem sukkah. So you have two options. Remove schach, light a candle. V'lo pligi, there isn't really a machlokes. It just depends on your location. The Amoraim were reflecting different circumstances. Halon v'lohu. So lon, for us, in Bnei Bavel, where the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, is really a Suffolk day 7. And we still have to sit in the sukkah, just in case it's day 7. So we're not meant to invalidate the sukkah. You're not going to be poisel the sukkah. Rather, just light a candle to indicate that it's not really the Shem Mitzvah, it's just not a suffix. Whereas Halahu, in Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't have to sit in the sukkah at all, Shmini Atzeres, they knew it was already past as Man Sukkah. So over there, they should be poiches. They should remove some schach to invalidate the sukkah. That's Rashi's approach. The Riv has a different approach. He learns that in Chutz Laaretz, in Bavel, where they have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, there's no need to provide any indicators that it's not L'Shem Mitzvah, because you have to sit there, L'Shem. It is a suffix. What's wrong with sitting there? On account of suffix. That's not Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif means if you're fully aware of the fact that you don't have to do it, and you do it anyways to add, that's Baal Tosif. But here you have to do it L'Shem Suffix. It might be day 7. So he learns differently than Rashi. He says in Eretz Yisrael, where they no longer sat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, then on Chol HaMoed, the 7th day of sukkahs, you poiches the sukkah, you make it possible. It's Chol HaMoed, you can take apart your sukkah. So that's the way to do it. But in Chutz Laaretz, where they had to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you don't tinker with the sukkah on the 7th day, nor on the 8th day. Now on the 8th day, if he still wants to sit in there on the 9th day, that's how the Rif learns. If he wants to extend his stay in the sukkah for another day, because out of lack of space, he wants to stay in the sukkah, Now you have to show that it's not l'shem sukkah, because on the ninth day that's Simchas Torah, there's no reason to send the sukkah. So he has to do something, but he can't be placed on the sukkah, because keep in mind, it's Yom Tov, it's Shmini Atzeres, he can't take about the schach of Shmini Atzeres. So that's the solution of Ner. Right? So he lights a candle by showing that he's showing that it's not being fulfilled the Shem Sukkah, he's not sitting there in an ideal fashion, he's lighting a candle, which is not meant to be done with Sukkah. By doing so, he mitigates the effect of Baal Tosef. Continues the Gemara, okay, this candle option only works by a small Sukkah. Remember the Chachamim, don't allow you to light a candle because it might catch fire. That's only a solution for a small sukkah. Sukkah gedolah ma'ikel meima. What do you do with a large sukkah where a candle doesn't do anything? Nothing wrong with lighting a candle in a large sukkah. So what do you do there? Answers the Gemara. There is a way to indicate that it's not l'shem mitzvah, even without doing a malacha. The ma'il ba'mani meichla. I'll bring in some unclean bowls and plates, dishes used for food, which are not belong in the sukkah. And by bringing those in the sukkah, he's indicating that it's not l'shem mitzvah, and there's no baal tosef. Damar Rava, mani mechla barm talalta, food dishes are meant to stay outside the sukkah. Tosef actually learns that it's referring to pots and pans. They're meant to stay outside. Mani mishtayim talalta, cups and glasses and bottles which are meant to use for liquid. Even if once they're used, they're not so unclean and they can be put into the sukkah. So in any case, he brings these unclean food dishes. Plates, bowls, according to Tosis, pots and pans, into the sukkah. By doing so, he mitigates the effect, the Baal Tosef effect. Okay, so in conclusion, learn about preparing in advance of the Yom Tov Achron, bring down the Kalim, but let's say he has no place to bring the Kalim. He's going to end up using this sukkah all throughout Shmini Atzeres, maybe during Simchas Torah. So what should he do to indicate that it's not going to be done, L'shem Mitzvah? There shouldn't be a Baal Tosef issue. So the way the Rif learns, well, it depends where you are. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, so on the seventh day, either bring down the Kalim, if that works, but otherwise, B'peches Arba, make the Sukkah Pasul, in preparation for the eighth day, to show that it's not L'shem Mitzvah. According to, if it's in Chutz La'aretz, then the way to do it is wait until the next day. Ashmini Atzeres, if they're done eating, either bring the Kalim down, or light a Ner, if it's a small Sukkah, or bring in the dishes. When it's a large sukkah. Nisuch HaMayim Ketzer, we spoke about pouring water on the Mizbech all throughout the days of sukkahs. How did they go about doing this? Tzlecha Shol Zov, they had this golden container, Machsekes Shlesha Lugim, which would contain 3 lugim of water. Hayim Amalei Min HaShulach, they would fill it from the Shiloyach stream running outside Yerushalayim. Once they filled it, they brought it to the Harabais. Higiyu L'Shar HaMayim, they brought to the Shar HaMayim, this was the gate called Shar HaMayim, and the reason why it's called Shar HaMayim was because of this event, because through this gate they would actually deliver the water on Sukkos. Taku ve'riu v'taku, they blew the shofar, tkiya, trua, tkiya, as an expression of celebration. Ola b'kevesh, the kohen ascended the kevesh, upon l'smoil, he made a left turn. So you have the mizbeach, okay? And you have Mairev over here, Mizrach over here. The kevesh is coming from Durham to Tzafin. Kohen would rise up, would climb up the kevesh, and make a left turn to the Mirev of Durham corner. That's where he would pour the water. Allah b'kevesh upon l'smail. Shnei svalim shel kesef hoyisham, where there were two of these silver containers. Apparently they were affixed to the mizbeach itself, but they were both situated at that corner. Ribu d'omer shel sid hayu, they were made of cement of lime. Their surface was blackened because of the wine. So according to Tanakhama, they were made of silver, which would eventually blacken. Rabita says, no, it wasn't actually silver, it was made of cement, but it blackened because of the wine poured into the buckets. And each one of these containers had a spout on the bottom with a hole. Ve'echad mu'uva ve'echad dak. Now, one of these containers had a wider hole, mu'uva, ve'echodak, the other one had a more narrow hole. Why? Kadesh yushneim kolum bas achas. Because remember, one of them was for wine, one for water, and wine is thicker than water. In order for both liquids to deplete at once. You would have to have the wine one a bit thicker, a bit wider, so that to account for the thicker consistency. In this case, when they pour them both in at once, they would actually deplete at the same time. Marobi Shalmai, the container closer to the Marav side of the Mizbeach, so the toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was meant for Shalmayim, for water. Mizrach HaShal Yain, the container more towards Mizrach, was intended for receiving the wine. Now, what if you mix things up? Ira Shalmayim L'Toich Shal Yain, if you pour the water into the wine container, V'Shal Yain L'Toich Shalmayim, or the wine into the water container, Yatza, it's okay. Rabbi Omer, he disagrees on two accounts. Number one, belug hayimanasa. Instead of it being three lugim of water, it was only one lug. That's number one. Kol shemayna. Instead of just 7 days of nisach hamayim, Rida maintains, it would extend into the eighth day of Sukkot as well. Okay, now this fellow went up to Kevesh and approached the buckets. V'lamanasech. And to this fellow who would pour the wine, the water, Omerloi, they would tell him, look, ha'agbeh yotcha. We want you to lift your hand to show us what you're doing. Why? Because the tzedukim, they were against all these ceremonies they held. It was not mandated, not Torah. They didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Shepamachet, in fact, it was once a story, Shepamachet nosach echot al gabi ragu. There was a stuki who, instead of pouring the water into the bucket, poured on his feet. So that's why they tell the fellow, listen, pick up your hand. We want you to show us clearly what you're doing. This fellow poured on his feet, urugamu, and everybody pelted him with their esregim. Same procedure that occurred during the weekdays with respect to nisach ha'amayim. Kach maseo b'shabbos, the same thing took place on Shabbos with one minor difference. They couldn't carry from the mayan ha'shiloyach to the Yerushalayim, so they had to prepare in advance. Just like by the Arabis, they had to prepare in advance. Ela shayim emali merav Shabbos. They used to fill from before Shabbos. They would take a golden barrel, which was not Kaddish, not Kli Sharis. They would fill the water from the Shiloyach. Why would it have to be Einam Mekudesh? The answer is because if it was Kaddish, if it had enough Kli Sharis, then anything contained in that Kli Sharis would become possible if it was left overnight, possibleina. So they had to use specifically a Chavetz, which was not Kaddish, Mekudushas Hagov, not intended for Mizbeach service. Fill it up with water, umanicha balishka, and place it in the chamber. Now what happened if nishpacha got spilled out? Nizgal, so it got exposed to the elements, and to the snakes, and to the creatures. Hayim emali min akir, he would no longer use that water, rather he'd fill the water from the kir and use that instead. That was also suitable. Although not l'chatchila, but under these circumstances, it was okay. Sha'ayin v'hamayim megulim, because wine or water exposed to the elements are psul and gamizbech, cannot be used for the mizbech. Rashi learns, the reason is because concerned about a snake, drinking some of that water, replacing with venom, in which case you don't have a shear, the required amount of water, any longer. Tesis learns differently. It's not respectful to use water which was tapped in by creatures, and therefore he says, it's not hakirvela pasach, give it to your governor, it's a pasach which says that you want to serve the best and the nicest to Hashem, rather than using liquids which were partially consumed by creatures. Says the woman, how do we know this? Rashi learns, you're meant to blow in with a shofar as a sign of a simcha. You're meant to draw the water with celebration and pomp, including blowing the shofar. Tosfos learns, the Gemara is asking, how do we know that we draw the water from the mayan ha'shiloyach, from the stream, from the spring? And the answer is, and the pasuk concludes, mimayna yeshua, to indicate you're meant to draw the water from a mayan, from a spring, from a well. Continues the Gemara. This is going to be an interesting Gemara, where two Aminim, heretics, didn't believe in Torah, Moshe, and whether they were Jews or Goyim, it's not clear. But in any case, we're going to see an interesting back and forth between two heretics, two Aminim, and it pretty much highlights it was just so ludicrous that they would come up with these perverted pshatim. They would misconstrue psukim because of their lack of knowledge and true understanding and how to learn Torah. And this pretty much highlights the fact that it's so important to have the Messiah, which is handed down from door to door, giving us the proper approach and clarity on how to learn psukim and understand them properly. Hanot Shreimini, though, these two heretics, two minim, Chachme Sasan and Chachme Simcha. One whose name was Sasan, other whose name was Simcha. Amle Sasan and Simcha. Sasan addresses Simcha and he says, Ano, Adif na minach. You know, I'm better than you. Lechsev, sasain, v'simcha yasigu. It pasig puts the word sasain, puts me ahead of you. Sasain v'simcha. Amalei simcha la sasain. Simcha responds to sasain. Really? Ana adif na minach. Look, I'm superior to you. Lechsev, simcha, is a pasig in Gilas Esther. Simcha v'sasain la yehudim. So you see simcha come before sasain. Amalei sasain la simcha. Sasain responds to simcha. Chad yoyma. You know, it's going to come a day, Shav Kucha, they're going to abandon you. They're going to single you out. Vishav Yucha Paravanka. They're going to point you as a scout, as a tour guide. You're going to have to go ahead and show everybody where to go. Yachsiv, Kibis Simcha, say too. Through Simcha, you'll know how to travel. Amle Simcha L'Sasin. Simcha touch the Sasin. Well, look what they're going to do to you. Chad Yoyma. It's going to come a day, Shav Kucha. They're going to abandon you. They're going to single you out. Umolo Bochamaya. They're going to use you to fill water. You're going to have to draw water for everybody. Lechsev, ush, after mayim, draw water, bear sasan. Sasan will be the water carrier. Amalei ha'umina, lishmei sasan, l'ravo. This min, whose name was sasan, turns to Ravo, and he says, asi disu. You know, in the days to come, it's going to come a day where the timlu milimaya, la'amadasi. You're going to serve me, you're going to fill water for me. In the world to come, you're going to draw water and serve me, serve Sasain. You're going to be my servant. Amalei, so Ravo responded in kind. Which would indicate that we're going to fill water for you, serve you. Because then you have a point. Doesn't say, you know what that means? They're going to use the skin of this fellow, of you. They're going to turn into a container, a leather container. Fill it with water. So this is a ludicrous result of misconstruing psukim, which actually the Christians would do throughout all the deris. They would misinterpret and misconstrue various psukim of Tanakh to lure unsuspecting Jewish souls to their grip, proving all kinds of ridiculous, assertions about Isa Ish and the mother, the Psula. Take Psukim, misinterpret and misrepresent because lacking in the proper understanding and clarity which was handed down in the Masoret of Klal Yisrael. Not only that, do we have proper understanding of the Psukim. Says the Gemara, Ola b'Kevish upon al Smoyle. So the Kohen went up to Kevish and turned to his left. This was an exception because typically when you go up onto Kevish, you would make a right. We learned this many times. It's in Yuma, Sukkah, that you go around the Mizbeach towards your right. Derech Yimin. Says the Brisa, Tana Rabbanu. Why was this different? Why in this case did he make a left? Kala Olam LaMizbeach, Olam Derech Yimin. Typically, when you go up the Mizbeach, you make a right turn. Derech Yimin. We learned this from Pasuk. You meant to make a right turn. Umakifin, V'yordin Derech Smol. And you go around and around towards the left. Meaning, we have the Mizbeach. We have the Kevish. Typically, even if you had a job to do on the far side of the Mizbeach, you would make a left, you go to the right. And as Rashi explains, it's as though you're facing the Mizbeach, so you're always going towards your right hand as you proceed, pretty much counterclockwise around the Mizbeach, but it's towards your right. And that's how you'd circle the Mizbeach counterclockwise, called Derech Yimin. Chutz min ha'olah l'shlesh ha'dvarim halalu, except for a fellow going up to tend to the following three things, these are exceptions. She'olah derech smol, for which you would go up making a left, Derech Smoil, towards his left. So he would go up, instead of making a right and going all around, he would make a direct left to this corner, which is Dorim Marav. The Chayzin Ola Ekev, and come right back on his heel, meaning just go right back, which now is Derech Yimin. Right? But the Chiddush is that to get to his destination, he would go Derech Smoil. So what are these three things? Ve'elu he'nisach ha'mayim, when the Kohen went up to pour the water or the wine, or to tend to the oila, which was a bird, when there was too much traffic in Mizrach. So typically, the oila sa'if was taken care of on the right corner, Durham Mizrach, but when there was too much traffic, he would go over to the Marav Durham to take care of it. So when he went to take care of these three things, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, as an our mission, or oila sa'if, he would make a left, and the Gemara explains in Menachos because, in Zvachim, because we're concerned about damaging the wine, water, or bird by transporting it around the Mizbeach, or it might be exposed to smoke. So to take care of these things properly, they have to make a direct left to the closest corner. So we had two containers at that corner, one intended for receiving water, one for wine. Tanakama maintains they were silver, which eventually gets tarnished and blackened. Rabita says it was made of sid, of cement, but eventually it blackened because of the water. Asks the Gemara, because of the wine. Wine only went into one. Why were they both black? We understand the one meant to contain wine, mashcher, would blacken. But the maya, amay mashcher, why would the one meant for water become black? The answer is kivin amar, because we learned in the Mishnah. If you mix them up, it's good. But the evidence kosher, iru shal mayim, toch shal yayin, you put the water into the wine container. Or v'shal yayin toch shal mayim, or the wine into the water, yatsa, but the evidence works, shal mayim nami asla shchuri, it would actually end up getting black. The water one would get black as well. Rashi says, sometimes Kohen wouldn't pay attention since it wasn't Me'akev, and he would pour the wrong one into the wrong one, in which case both eventually had their share of wine and got black. Mishnah said that both these vessels had a spout coming out from the bottom. One was a narrow hole, one was a more a wider hole. To account for the discrepancy and consistency between wine and water, we wanted for some reason that they both deplete at one time. Perhaps our mission is following Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbana. How is that? This is not Rabbi Yehuda. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was a wide gap between the amount of wine used, which was 3 lugan, and the amount of water, which was 1 lug. So according to him, we understand why the hole had to be designed differently. You had to have a wider hole for wine, which was way more than the water. So in order for both of them to run out at the same time, you have to give enough leeway for the wine, a wide hole, so that it catches up with the water. So perhaps that's the Mishnah. That tells us that the wine was mu'uva, was a larger hole, and the water was thinner, because Rabbi Yehuda maintains it was 3 times as much wine and water. And to allow it to catch up, you have to make a wider hole. The Rabban, because according to Rabban, wine and water were the same shear, both a lug. Sorry, both 3 lugan. Right? According to Rabban, everybody agrees, wine was 3 lugan. According to Rabban, water was 3 lugan as well. So they're both running out at the same speed, the same pace, same amount. So why do you have to design different types of holes, one for the wine, one for the water? According to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand, because he held that the wine was 3 lugan, but the water was 1 lug, as expressed in the Mishnah. So the hole for wine had to be wider, to allow it to catch up to the water. Says the Mano, afilu tamei Rabbanan, our Mishnah could be following the Rabbanan as well. So although as far as the quantity, wine and water were equal, they're both 3 lugan, but remember, there's a difference in the consistencies. Chamra samach, wine is a bit thicker than water. Maya kolish, water is thinner. To allow for the wine to sort of catch up to the pace of water, you have to give him some more space. And that's why the hole was a bit thicker. Hachiram Mestabra will actually prove that our Mishnah is the Rabbanon. It can't work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're using one wrong words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says one was mu'uva, one was dak. Rabbi Yehuda uses different terminology. You see, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to account for 2 discrepancies between the wine and the water. One is the consistency, wine is thicker. So you have to give more leeway. Number 2, it's 3 times as much wine than water. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the hole out of which the wine would drain out was way bigger than the water. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rochav HaKatzer Isli. Rabbi Yehuda described the difference between the 2 holes as one being Rochav, very wide and big, that was for the wine, because it was thicker and 3 times as much. The concert on the water was just small and narrow and just small because it was less, it was one lug and a thinner consistency. So Rabbi Yehuda would use the words Racha v'katzer, isle, then that's his way of referring to it. Now Mishnah should have referred to it in that way if it was Rabbi Yehuda. The Sani Budaimer, Shneka Svois Hayisham, there were 2 containers there, Echad Shamay. One to contain water, one for wine. Shal yayin pi rochav. The spout for the wine was wide, was big. Shal mayin pi katzer, as opposed to the water which was small and narrow. Kadesh yushneim kolon bas achas. Shema Minot. So they both run out at the same pace at the same time. Shema Minot is a raya that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the right terms are Rachav and Katzar, because you have to account for two discrepancies. The fact that wine is thicker, it needs a larger hole to begin with. In fact, it was three times as much as the water. That certainly requires a Rachav, as opposed to the water, which really needs a Katzar. But our Mishnah, which does not use those terms, rather it's just Mu'uva and Dak, a slight difference in size, a little thicker, a little thinner. That's indeed Rabbonim, that wine and water were both the same shear, both with three lugan, so the difference isn't so big, it's just a question of consistency. So in order to address that, it was enough to have one a bit thicker than the other. Okay, let's make a quick chazara today's daf. We learned that challah, the entire challah, was set throughout 8 days of Sukkot, Simcha as well, applied on the 8th day as well, because of Ayisach Sameach, which includes the last night and the last day, Liz Simcha. We learned that on the 7th day of Sukkot, you might have to start preparing for Shmini Atzeres after Mincha, start taking down the Kelim into the home to prepare the Mokim Seuda of Shmini Atzeres. Now, according to the Rif's approach in the Gemara, it depends where you are. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, then certainly start preparing on the 7th day. Either bring down the Kelim, or if due to lack of space, you're going to end up eating the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, at least do something to indicate that you're not doing it in the Shem Mitzvah, otherwise you're running into Baal Tosif concerns. In order to circumvent that, you have to be Poiches Barbo, remove some of the Schach to be Poiches of the Sukkah. Whereas in Chutz La'aretz, you sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres because of Suffolk Day 7. So you have a choice. Either you'll bring down the Kalim towards the end of the 8th day, or if you end up eating the Sukkah even on the 9th, you might look a ner, if it's a sukkah katana, sukkah gedolah, where the ner doesn't really interfere, at least bring some dishes into the sukkah to indicate that you're not treating it as a sukkah shal mitzvah. We learned about the nisach hamayim ceremony. We have a machlekes with regards to the shear. According to Tanakama, just as the wine were three lugan, likewise the mayim was three lugan. They were both poured into different containers. The wine had a thicker, larger hole in order for it to catch up with the pace of the depleting water. According to Rabbi Yehuda, wine was three lug, water was just one lug, and the hole at the bottom of the wine spout was actually very, very wide to allow for difference in consistency as well as in quantity. What is it about the tzduki, who poured on his feet, and they pelted him with the Yisroigim to avoid that in the future, they would instruct him, lift up your hand and show us what you're doing. And you're Makayim, the mitzvah, and this is Chamayim properly. Hasach Rabbah, and be well.